Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Under there. Joining us on the line right now, our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. He calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise Mayo Game Day. Be delicious. Mr. Tucker, how you doing today, sir?
Awesome. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing okay. A little down about that loss. It's better than I thought the Patriots would even do this year, getting the 1-1 at this point in the year. My friend Andy here is a little disappointed. He thinks they choked. Do you think that was a gag job? Do you consider that loss a gag job? They had the game and ended up piddling it away.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think you could argue that. But then again, that's how a lot of NFL games are. I mean, the Ravens were up by double digits against the Raiders at home, and they blew it. The Eagles, I guess I saw, where they had a 98% chance to win the game when they had the ball inside the Falcons 10, up by 3, a minute and a half left, and then they lost last night. So, I mean, I guess you could say in all those instances that – the home team that lost choked, but I guess I would argue that's kind of the way the NFL is. I mean, it's funny. I did a college game Saturday night, Colorado State.
Yes, you did. I'm a proud Buffalo alumni.
Way, Wednesday,
yeah, it was a great call. I love that game. It was a very, very nice call of that game. You're very fair.
Oh, thanks. You said you're a Colorado alum?
Yes, sir.
It's funny. So two things about that. First of all, at Wednesday's Colorado practice, there were 3 scouts there, and 2 of them were from the Patriots, which I thought was interesting because I was not used to or familiar with 2 guys from the same team being there like that.
One guy for Hunter, one guy for Sanders, I'd imagine, right? That's who they were there looking at?
And then the other thing is, first half of that game, it's unbelievable how polarizing Colorado is. Like, the first half, I got all these tweets. Can you stop kissing Dion's butt? Can you stop brown-nosing Hunter and Stewart? I'm like, well, they're kind of good players. I don't know what I'm going to say. They're having awesome games. And at the end of the game, Dion was trying to just leave him in to get even more stats, which I thought was really not smart. And I said that. And then it's funny because I don't really check Twitter or whatever until after the game. And like the first half, brown nosing, kissing their butt. Second half, why are you such a Dion hater? Why do you hate Coach Prime? As a broadcaster, I'm like, okay, that probably means I was pretty fair. Pretty down the middle if I'm getting heat from both.
Speaking of getting heat from both directions, let's go to Jacoby Brissett, who's been under pressure week 1, under pressure week 2. The offensive line is now banged up. We're not even sure who the hell is going to be playing on Thursday night. And I'm wondering, you've been an NFL offensive lineman. You've been in the trenches. When the offensive line is struggling the way the Patriots is right now, what is that dynamic like in the locker room, in the meeting room, between the quarterback and the offensive lineman, between maybe some offensive linemen who are sucking more than others? What is that like?
It's a really good question. It depends a lot on the culture of the team. Depends a lot on the quarterback. The offensive line coach, I think, makes a big difference. The tightness of that group themselves, of the O-line group themselves. I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into it. You know, I've been on teams where one side of the ball was really good, the other wasn't, and there was tension. To be as an understatement, and then I've been on teams where the same dynamic took place, but we were all really in it together. I think that's one of the reasons why they still, maybe the biggest reason why they still have Jacoby there. I think because he's been through it, he understands that those guys are young and or inexperienced and or quite maybe just not good enough, but they're giving it all they have. And he's kind of out there to manage the game, not turn it over, take some of those shots they don't want Drake May taking, try to get rid of the ball a little bit earlier. So I think it depends a lot on the coaching staff. It feels like Mayo. I mean, I tweeted this on Sunday, and I'm not quite sure how or why this happened. But the last couple of years that Belichick was there, they were, like, objectively did not come across as a well-coached team.
Right.
I mean, there'd be stuff that would happen on special teams or end of games or whatever. I'd be like, how is this happening to a Belichick team? Like, I just can't believe this. Because the type of stuff that I felt like never happened when Brady was there. And then this year, so far, it's only two games, they seem more together. They seem better coached. If you dropped someone that just learned the sport in from another country and you had them watch last year's video and this year's video and you didn't tell them who used to be the coach, I think that they would say that the Patriots at least appear to be objectively coached better this year than they were last year, really the last couple of years.
We're talking with Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. The Patriots passing game off to a rough start, but it seems, Ross, like the entire NFL is kind of off to a rough, with a couple of exceptions. David Carr and the Saints obviously are doing great. There's a couple other teams that are moving the ball through the air, but it does sort of seem this year, through 2 weeks anyway, like there's a lot of offenses that maybe didn't get fully implemented, or maybe they're just not all up to speed like they have been in previous years. Is that something you've observed here, or am I overblowing this?
No, it's a fact. I mean, it's the passing yards per game, the touchdown passes, all of that stuff is way down. And I think there's a few factors for me. First of all, almost nobody plays in the preseason now in terms of the starters. And more so than defensive football, offensive football, it takes time. You know, like it takes time to master what you're being asked to do. You're working in concert with other people more often. Here's the best way to describe it, okay? On defense, 10 guys could screw up on a play, but one guy makes a play and so nobody notices. On offense, if one of the 11 guys screws up, that play is not going to work. I mean, 99% of the time. Right? So you have a greater margin for error on defense because other guys can more easily make up for mistakes. So maybe they're making the same amount of mistakes. The offense just doesn't have the cohesion, didn't play in the preseason. I think there's like 16 new offensive coordinators. I totally made that number up, but something like that. And then any D coordinator you talk to, all the analytics data now suggests, which we probably should have known forever, but it suggests that by far the two biggest determining factors in the outcomes of games are turnover margin and explosive plays. So now every defense is designed to not give up explosive plays. If you watch, like, you know, the Red Zone channel, There just aren't that many big plays. I mean, Tyreek.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Gill had an 80-yarder a couple weeks ago, and last night Mooney had like a 42-yarder. But there really aren't. The only reason why Mooney had a 42-yarder last night is because Fangio blitzed. Otherwise, those explosive plays just don't happen. And so you got to go on a long drive, and during a long drive, there'll usually be a penalty or something, and then you won't convert, or you'll get down near the red zone. And defenses are so good at playing zone in the red zone and filling up the end zone that you kind of have to run it in these days. It's just, I think defensive coordinators have kind of figured out their best strategy for keeping points and passing game stuff down as much as they can.
Ross, how much do you think GMs and head coaches pay attention to what's going on in other cities, other teams? And I ask that because obviously, the talk of New England is when is Drake May going to play? And you have two examples, Bryce Young being benched by the Carolina Panthers and Caleb Williams running for his life and struggling in Chicago. Do you think Elliott Wolf and Gerard Mayo see those things and take it into account with their own plan and development of Drake May?
I think that they're going to play Drake May when they feel confident that both he and the guys around him are good enough that he can have some measure of success. Because what I don't think they want.
So next year, you're saying.
Is to put up. What's that?
So next year. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. It's a long season. Let's let some of these guys improve.
Right.
But I don't think they want them to go out there and get smashed like Caleb Williams did the other night, or like Jaden Daniels kind of has been. I mean, Bo Nix doesn't look so. There's different schools of thought. Some people say, you know, let these guys learn the ropes, you know, like Troy Aikman did, like Peyton Manning did. Let them learn the hard lessons, get them out of the way now. Others think that you can kind of ruin a quarterback if you put him out there too early. Elliott Wolf, okay, he's the Green Bay way, right? So he, I think, is going to wait until May is ready to go out there and produce at a high level. I think they get very concerned about ruining a young man's confidence, like has clearly happened with Bryce Young in Carolina.
All right. Well, we'll leave it right there. Ross Tucker, thanks so much for the time today. Always good to talk with you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. See you guys.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.